Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus. Amen. One more time, the words of our Lord from the Gospel reading from Luke chapter 14, that middle section as he tells the parable of the wedding feast. Now he told a parable to those who were invited when he noticed how they chose the places of honor, saying to them, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down at the place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, 'Give your place to this person,' and then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." This is God's word. Please be seated. Up is down, and down is up in the kingdom of God. Or so it seems to us. You might sometimes hear pastors talk like that. They say, you know, God's kingdom turns our world upside down. But the reality is that his kingdom is turning our world right side up. His kingdom only looks upside down because of our cockeyed perspective on things. Living in this topsy-turvy world of sin is like living your entire life in the upside-down house in Taiwan. Now, if you've ever heard of it before, it is a three-story house that is, well, it's upside down. And when you go into this house, the ceilings are the floors, and the floors are the ceilings, and all of the furnishings in this house are down on the floor, and the light fixtures are hanging up from the ceiling, and the smoke goes up the chimney, and the six on the clock face is up, the place really messes with your mind. Now imagine that you have spent your entire life in this house. It is the only world you have ever known. And then imagine somebody from the outside coming into your house and saying, "Hey, do you realize that you are living in an upside-down world?" But you think that person is crazy. You don't believe it, because this is the only world you have ever known. Until one day, you finally step foot out into the right-side-up world, where ceilings are up there and floors are down there, where smoke rises, and where the six is at the bottom of the clock, and you see that the entire world is oriented this way, upside down from the way you thought it was, really right side up, and you are shocked to discover that this whole time you have been living in an upside down world. People, right now we are living in that upside down world. It's the only world we've ever known. So it's very easy for us to assume that the world as we have experienced it is the way it's supposed to be. That what we think is up really is up, and that what we think is down really is down, until Jesus comes along from the outside world, from the kingdom of his Father, and he says to us, "Hey, do you realize that you are living in an upside down world?" And we think he's crazy. Everybody thought he was crazy. Until, by the power of his word, he opens our eyes to see the vision of the right side up world of his kingdom, the world as it ought to be. And we are shocked to discover that this whole time we've been living in an upside down world. That up really is down. That down really is up in the right side up kingdom of our God. In our gospel today, Jesus makes one of those statements that turns our world upside down, or I suppose I should say right side up, the way it ought to be, the way God meant it to be. He says, everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. And this is a theme that runs throughout the scriptures. We often talk about it as the great reversal. The idea that in the end, God is going to turn our world upside down. Or really, he's going to turn it right side up from the way things are right now. And we find this great reversal theme and motif, for example, in Mary's Magnificat. When she sings of the Lord and she says, he has brought down the mighty from their thrones and has exalted those of low estate. James and Peter, in their epistles, both quoted the same proverb. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And now our Lord says, everyone who exalts himself is humbled, and everyone who humbles himself will be exalted. It's the great reversal, the great righting of our upside-down world. That day is coming. So today, in this gospel reading, Jesus applies this teaching to the context of a real-life situation, a dinner party at the house of a big-shot Pharisee. Well, Luke tells us that he is a ruler of the Pharisees. And Jesus is invited to this party, not because he's Mr. Popular, but because the Pharisees want to keep a close eye on him and catch him saying something or doing something that could be used against him in legal proceedings, like perhaps healing a man with dropsy on the Sabbath. But Jesus is also watching them. And he notices that many guests are choosing places of honor around the tables. And Pharisees tended to be like that, always trying to exalt themselves in front of others. It's how they prayed in the temple, with arms up and their broad phylacteries, making the biggest show possible out of their religion, giving alms and waving it in front of everyone so they know how much they're giving. It's just like the Pharisees then, that Jesus would say of them, they love the places of honor at the feasts. And so Jesus seizes this opportunity to tell them and to tell us something that applies not only to dinner parties, but more importantly, to the kingdom of God. When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, give your place to this person, and then you will begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that your host comes and may say to you, friend, move up higher. And then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. You see, you've got to realize, in this culture, where you sit at the table is a matter of huge social importance. In their upside-down world, everyone regarded the places of honor as the places where, well, that's where the exalted people sit, of course. They thought up was up. And even in our culture, sometimes there is a certain priority to seating arrangements. And whatever you do, don't seat yourself higher than you should. I mean, if you are the friend of the third cousin of the fourth groomsman, you don't just plop yourself down at the head table. And if you're the half-sister of the mother of the bride's hairdresser, then don't assume that there's a place for you at one of the reserved tables. You just don't do that. Because if you do, you may be asked to remove yourself and take another seat. By now, the hall has filled up, so you're going to have a seat clear in the back, right near the kitchen, right where the busboys are taking all the dirty dishes. And all you will have gained for exalting yourself is a much-deserved humbling. And so it's good advice at a dinner party. Take the lower seat. Maybe you'll be asked to move up higher, and you'll be honored. But of course, we're not just talking about seating etiquette, are we? We're talking about the wedding feast of the Lamb in his kingdom that has no end. We all want to be at that feast, but how do you get in? How do you approach the king? You just barge your way in as though you own the joint and you expect to be honored because of who you are and what you've done? Doesn't the Bible say God helps them who helps themselves? And by the way, no, it doesn't. But that seems to be the way the world works. It's the only world we've ever really known. The strong oppress the weak. The exalted get the places of honor. The proud get all the attention. Up is up and down is down, we think. But that world is upside down from the way it ought to be. Upside down from the kingdom of God. In his right side up world, it's the humble who are invited. The poor and the crippled and the lame and the blind. And so we come to the party in humility because we have a lot to be humble about. At least I do. The poverty of my life that is so undeserving of anything from God. A love that has been crippled by selfishness at every turn. My lame attempts at keeping the will of God. Blindness to the needs of my neighbor. And all of that is why, if we are invited to the party, and we are, that's why we come to this party not saying, hey, look at me, look what I've done, but rather we come in repentance, thankful just to have even the lowest seat, knowing how gracious God is to let us into this party. It's the great reversal of the cross that Christ humbled himself and became a servant. Although he is God Almighty, he took the form of a servant and he became obedient to his Father even to the point of death, even death on the cross, so that God might exalt him and exalt you along with him, who are bound to Christ by your baptism and by your faith. The great reversal. He took our sin, and in exchange he gives us his righteousness as that spotless, gleaming white, wrinkle-free robe by which we are acceptably attired for entrance into the kingdom feast. And so down is up, it turns out. The humble are exalted. Those who admit their sin are forgiven. Those who have died to themselves are alive in Christ. Those who cannot repay are the blessed ones. And those who come beating their breasts in shame are exalted to the places of highest honor at the feast. And so we come humbly today, even now, as we come to this foretaste of that feast to come right here at our Lord's table, the sacrament of the altar. There's one pastor that likes to say, imagine a large banner over this altar that says, for sinners only. Do you qualify? Then come. This is where Jesus forgives the repentant. This is where he exalts the lowly to the best seat in the house, at the head table, his table. This is one of those very few upright places in our upside down world, where the humble are welcomed and exalted, and where the proud are turned away empty. And today Jesus says to all of you who are out there, who are seated way too far from the front, he says, friend, move up. Move up. Come up here, close to me, to my table. Who would have ever thought you and I would have a seat at the king's table? In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ to life everlasting. Amen.